Very happy to be here tonight to minister in the name of our dear Lord. Trust that you all are feeling as well as we used to put it down in Kentucky, as well as common, as well as to be expected. Many of you here sick, of course, to be prayed for. I trust tomorrow night that you'll be happy and rejoicing, having a wonderful time in the Lord. As many of you have coming sick and blessed again, feeling good. The congressman, is he with you tonight? Is he feeling well? Or he's outside? His foot started. Let's remember him in prayer. I had just a special here just now. A young lady just been sitting with polio and putting her arm around down the station. Just coming a few minutes ago, long distance. Just about to get home with me just now. Daddy Bauer here is probably off the trail. All of us together for this poor girl. What happened to your daughter? Our Heavenly Father, with love in our hearts for our sister, we come as a unity of faith, believing in the report that's been given to us by Jesus Christ, that Almighty God is interested in His children being well. He sent His Son into the world to be wounded for our transgressions and with His stripes to be made well. Now, Father, we believe that tonight, and by faith we ask that this young lady that has been placed into the iron lung with such great faith, she says here in the telegram that Brother Branham prayed for me, I'll be well. Oh, God. Honor that faith, Lord. She's made it a point of contact, and I pray, Father, that you will heal her. God grant just now that the respiration begins to come normal, and they can take her out of the iron lung, and she'll get to visit me. Glorifying God, through Jesus Christ, we ask this, believing, Father. My dear brother Upshaw, one of our real Americans who stood for right. Lord, his wife sitting here tonight says his foot's still bad, or not as well as it should be with that athletic foot. God, you coming out of an affliction as you've been on for 66 years, I pray that your healing foot may it get well. Believe that you will, because we love you and we love him. And we want many more testimonies to go from his lips to the world, that they might know the love that he has for the Son of God and the respect for his being. These things we place into thy divine care, Lord, and the advocate that we have in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless them both. It's been so nice, so very nice. I just want to say just while it's on my mind, a little missionary offerings and things have been sending me special on the side by my boy, and I appreciate that. To help me go back to handy and things, many of you are, I'm getting them. And I appreciate it with all my heart. Brother Baxter brought me $10 and said he said someone should have taken it to Brother Branham. And I put it in missionary offering, thinking that's what it's for. And you have a part in this great vision that I know that's got to be fulfilled. And at the great day, I don't never hurt yourself. If you need something around home or something, you go ahead and do that first. But if you just have something that you feel that God put on your heart for missionaries, you go ahead and we'll be very thankful. We are thanking you for it. Brother Jackson was just telling me this afternoon, I just met my friends in South Africa, youth and such right here. I don't see him tonight. He's a man like we all are. He said his wife had the interest in some cattle, and the Lord just put upon her heart to sell it for 80 pounds, which was a sacrifice price, but she sold it for to be 3 times that a day, about $120, $140 rather. And so she just sold that out, which is the sacrifice price, and they give her a full-page check. The check would be all right. They come on up to the World Conference and just led in the Spirit, had just sold her automobile and things. The Lord leading them, saying, come to Hammond, and they didn't know I was at Hammond. The Lord leading them to Hammond. And then when they got there, his wife went in, she came out. I've never met Sister Jackson in just a few moments, but I know she's a staunch Christian. So she comes to her husband, that's where his family lives, said, "The Lord has put upon my heart to give a missionary brother who's in there fasting and there for a cause just 80 pounds. A pound was about $2.80 and American money. He said, "The Lord told me to give him this," and she consulted her husband, which was the right thing to do. And her husband said, "God is in that, that witnesses to my heart to give it." And he goes out, and the missionary happened to be coming out as a fasting for several days with a call on his heart that he had to do a missionary work. He didn't have the money to do it, just needed that money. And when he walked out, he said, "The Lord told me to give you this 80 pounds, and a man clapped and fainted on the street from the shock of God providing his needs. Of course, she had to wipe a few tears in her eyes and go away. And a day or two after that, 2 days after that, God gave him back his 80 pounds with 100 pounds interest on top of it. That's our Lord. Just a little way he does things. Like breaking the bread of Emmaus, he recognized he was there. He's still here. And we love him tonight with all of our heart. I know you do. I do. But I know my heart. If I know my heart, I love our Lord. And I pray that God will bless that, and I will be just as reverent. Now, I have a mission. I have something from our Lord that must be carried out. It must be, and it will be. You just remember that. Just as I said about going to Benin, a boy would be raised from the dead. Somewhere, I don't know where, but I know the kind of a place it would be in. I know the place. The lap rocks and the tall cedars and what the boy would look like and everything. I've seen that. When? Where? I don't know. But it come to pass in about a year and 6 months afterwards, that was just exactly the same boy and everything, just the same description. That thousands of Christians had it written in the back of their Bible that it would come to pass. And it did. It has to. Now, I've seen the vision. I've seen the people. They looked to me like Indians. I don't know what they were. But they had clout wrapped around, and they were praising God, and it was in a field like. It was just so many people that went back up over there, and a light came down from heaven, an operating light, and went to there, showing the people. And the angel of the Lord called the number then, and I heard the number. 300,000. That'd be 6 times the size of earth, maybe. Oh, we had 30,000 converts that day. I checked the God that 300,000 won to Christ at that day. But it's a coming. It must be. I don't know where, I don't know when, but I know it will be. And you people sitting here in this audience tonight, well, you're of the need. Where it'll be, I believe it'll be in India. They look like Indians to me. I could see them, and I was at the Durban meeting. I see it going away in history. Turning blue. I looked in front of me and there were still more people, thousands, greater than the first crowd was there. I believe I'll be at Durban again. Then turned to the left and I looked and there were so many people, innumerable. I remember, keep that on your mind, write it on a piece of paper, lay it in your Bible, put it on the fly, leave somewhere, and you'll hear it in the magazine. Brother Dunham had a meeting somewhere in the Orient or down in India, I believe, or Africa somewhere, where 300,000 people attended the meeting. Now these meetings are just an impression led to do certain things. I felt led to come here this morning. I couldn't understand. How many people speak that pastor every night? Why? I don't know. I don't know why they should come to Hammond. I never knew the last Saturday night. I didn't know then until I got home. God revealed it to me. They tell me about the meeting here after I get home. When the anointing comes down, I know where it just seems like I got dreams something. And they were telling me, and then the Holy Spirit revealed to me. The person driving out to you, and I don't know. I couldn't say. But there was a woman who came to the platform. They say that she was a dancing, a young woman, looking at her life. I've seen that there was a lot of disaster, a lot of trouble in her life, a lot of sorrow and disappointment. I wish I could see the woman again. Because I believe with all my heart that right there, the woman was a prominent woman in some kind of show business or something, and she hadn't lived the right kind of life. She was not living right. And she had been getting all mixed up. She got out of the dope habit. She kept that a secret from her people. But there's nothing secret before God. And God healed that woman. And that woman will still follow her divine guidance. If God provides her, she'll be used for the glory of God. Just as the Philip was sent from, remember me telling you, he left Samaria to go out into the desert right in the midst of a big meeting. Left thousands of people in the city was rejoicing, and God said, go out and stand in the desert. Remember that? For one man, an Ethiopian, a colored man, coming down from Jerusalem, returning to Ethiopia, he had joined greatly with the queen. And he was reading the prophet Isaiah, and he didn't understand what he was reading. And God told Philip, go join yourself with him. And when he did, he spoke to him about Christ Jesus baptizing in a little hole of water out there. And Philip never did return back to Samaria. As far as we know, the Bible says that the Holy Spirit caught him away, and the eunuch seen no more. And the eunuch taking that message on down into Africa, well, there you are. You see, God knows what to do. Many times we get at it, but God knows just exactly what to hide there. Oh, how I love him, his sovereignty, his goodness, his mercy. I want to read some of these scriptures here, then pray, to start our prayer line. I'm thinking of days, someday, someday I've wanted the Holy Spirit to give me the opportunity. Bring the people up here and say, for me, pass them down. It's the vision that we can see. And we can pray for the people. I have to spend their hour after hour and pray for people. That doesn't bother me. But it's the vision. It's after. And every time the anointing comes through the vision, I get before the people, then there it is. The vision starts again. And just as it's two or three, I begin to lose sight of what's going on, where I am, and all about it. But then I just have to wait and see what he says after that. Would you like to have an idea with just place to bring the people up here just section by section and pray for them and lay hands on and pray for them? Well, I come and think that you feel good in the spirit. Let's see your hands. Raise your hands way up high. All right. God willing. God willing, we'll set that tomorrow night. If anybody, we just call them right up for discussion or Bible. All of the people, of course, but we'll get plenty of them. And you just got your prayer cards and so forth. If you don't get to call like them, we'll come right up on the platform to pray for them. After all, friends, it's the prayer of faith that saves us. Sometimes I've noticed for the last few nights, I've been watching, and I notice the people I come to, and maybe they went to something, if there's something in their life that's just not telling up right. And when they do that, when they find that out, then I can tell in the spirit the way that means they want me to pray for them. They ask me what they want me to pray for them. See? And after all, this prayer is the most vital force that God ever put into the hand of mankind. The most effective force that's known to man is prayer. You believe that? It is. It's prayer. It changes things. Look at Hezekiah laying there, and the prophet went up and said, all right, Hezekiah, you're not coming out of bed. God's done said he was going to die right there where you're at. And Hezekiah said it over. If he just had 15 years longer, now remember, he got to give God a call for a reason. Now, I just say just because I can back there and ride around a chariot and show the people I'm a king. No, he wanted to rebuild the altars of God, and a few things had to be done to get the kingdom in all the right. And he prayed that God give him 15 years longer, and he wept bitterly, just wept to God. He said, God, I beseech that you consider me. I pass before you with a perfect heart. How many of you can say that tonight and walk before him with a perfect heart? I wept before thee, Lord, with a perfect heart. And I ask that you consider me now, yes, and God Almighty, Jehovah, reconsider that man's case because of praise. Thank you, God. Almighty God that has pronounced death upon the man reconsidered. considered his grace. That's too much for me. Glory to Jehovah, to a man with man of word, with only considering his word, his judgment. Now, God has ways of doing them. Look, I can just press right back and hold it, but I considered the case again, and go let me stay for that, if you don't do that. But he went and spoke to the prophet, sent the prophet all the way back up there again to tell him. But all right, God heard your prayer. See, God revealed to the prophet what was going to happen. He got back to your days is considered, and you're going to come off the bed now in 3 days. You've got some poetry and so forth and put on him. There's a path come off the bed, and it was made well. Now, see that prayer there? Prayer is not exactly bringing God down to man, it's bringing man up to God. As you pray, you lose sight of these earthly things. It's way out into somewhere else, way beyond and on and on and on, to come into his presence. And then a face that he has laid it out before God and said, now here, God, here it is. And I want to get well for this cause. Or I want you to do this for me for this cause. I want you to heal me from this cancer, or this TB, or this anemia condition, or whatever it is. I'll walk before you. I'll do everything I can. I'll give this testimony everywhere I go. I'll be happy to do that, Lord. And I'll use my life not for myself. I'll use it for your glory to help others to see you. Now, then you lay that before God and say, God, will you consider my faith? I preach up his hands with my words. Oh, God bless the day, don't you believe so? Every night he confirms it right here in the building. I believe he'll do it again tonight, don't you? You'll come right down here among us tonight and confirm the same thing. There's men and women, I don't know no one here. I did recognize him and saw someone I've got a call that attention to. Thank you, Jefferson, boy. Down around my hometown was sitting right back in here somewhere. I never seen him a while. Yeah, that's right. God bless you. I spoke to my church. Just here today? This your first day? Saturday. I'll meet you all this time. All right. Well, we're glad to have him up here. Thanks so much, sir. All right. Now, the rest of you, as far as I know, is strangers, except Brother Bosworth and Sister Exall sitting here. Just about all that I would believe I would know in the building tonight. Sitting around like that outside of these ministers here, and that's about the limit. Now, but there may be many of you in here that are dying with diseases. And if you're dying with a disease, why not now while I'm speaking? Why not now while you're in this place here that's dedicated this few days to the glory of God? Why not go to pray and say, now, God, I ask you to consider my faith tonight. Consider me. For I am desperately in need, and I'm going to walk before you, I'm going to testify, I'm going to do everything that I can do to glorify you. And now I believe tonight that you're going to make me well. And if you will do that with all your heart, God will consider your faith and speak back and tell you about it. And if I be God's servant, you'll speak it through me and tell me. Now that is, I look many times through the night. I just for a week, I can't even tell what you're doing. It's so many. You must understand, friends. I want you to consider the scripture. And somebody said, Brother Branham, you're a weakling. No, I'm not. I'm a long way from being a weakling. Yes, I might be little. But if they don't finish, they pass me the perfect examination. But you're 38 years old, and you tell me, said, I've been 38 years old, but as far as physical concern, said, you're in perfect condition. And all you're in tests and blood and heart benefits each 100 years. Now, that was us. God, depends on how long he wants it to be. That's just for him. But here's what I'm trying to say. One reason before the Lord will take more out of the human body than 8 hours of the chicken set. That's right. Daniel saw one vision and left in a trouble that he had for many days. Is that right? And even there when he saw the news and fell down on the ground like he was dead. And the angel come pick him up. Look at John when he saw the vision. Out on the Isle of Patmos and so forth. See what I mean? He fell before the angel's feet. And after that was a routine of days, many days. All down he was out there, he saw the vision. But we must remember, look at the days of Elijah.
Jesus said there was many lepers in that day, but only one of them. None of them might have come to Elijah and said, Elijah, will you pray for me?
Here I pray for you.
But one of them, God sent. Is that right? And you notice that was a Gentile, Naaman, captain of the host of Syria. He went to Elijah, and Jesus said, there's many of them in them days, but he only saw the vision for one. Only one of them were healed. There's many widows in the days of the famine, but only one, a Gentile, that Elijah saw the reason to go down to be breaking the sticks and so forth and come out and he was to heal or to stay with him before they all out of death and so forth. See? God worked the great prophet Elijah, only done, I believe, 8 miracles in his day. And Elijah was a double person, or was a full miracle. I believe 4 miracles Elijah done. And Elijah done 8 miracles. And his entire lifetime. Now you're talking about these things that I do and greater will you do. Just look what's happened here day after day. Look in the Master, our Lord, when he was here on earth in a body of flesh, the Son of God. Well, we only had not more than a half a dozen or a dozen times at the most. But he always spoke out as recorded. We don't know what he's always done. But recorded here of things that he saw and done. See what he did. In his ministry of 3.5 years. But maybe God did more. And notice that from here. Here he is today with his church doing greater things than he did then. Same Jesus, same miracles, same thing, working in the same way. I was speaking to a minister friend of mine, which is here out, just in here in the ministry of Ryan tonight, a minister from Louisville, Kentucky. And I was speaking with him, and he was being here at the meeting. He was talking about how that the things taking place. I said, now, Brother Peter, if you were coming to this, if someone told me to go out and find Mr. Peter, what would he look like? The first thing I have is his description. He comes his hair back straight. And what size man he is, how he looks, and how he talks. He's a very bright sort of a person. Well, maybe I'd go out. And I find a man with his hair turned back, he looks something like this Mr. Beeler. But when I speak to him, say, how do you see? Hello there. That's not Mr. Beeler, see? Yet it's got a whole lot like him, but it's not Mr. Beeler yet. I've got to find a man that speaks that description just exactly like this. There he is. See? There he is. Now, if you can see what Jesus was in the New Testament, then we'll see what Jesus is working among us in the last days. Is that right? And that altogether Jesus working in me, he works in you just as he works in me. Anybody that's born again, I may be able to see visions and you may not, but that doesn't mean if he's not with you, he's with you just the same. He was just the same as Hezekiah was of Isaiah. Hezekiah was the one who got the blessing. Isaiah just took the word. Amen. You see it? Hezekiah was the one who got the blessing, not Isaiah. It wasn't Isaiah's prayers that was heard, it was heard the God's prayers that was heard. Isaiah was just a medium that touches the word in human lips. That God had said. Well, that's the same thing that was God. Don't you believe that was Christ? The anointed, the Lord God? Well, it's not the same thing tonight. Now, when he came, he said, I just do what the Father shows me to do. That's what I do. And what he shows me, I don't do nothing, I can't do nothing, but he tells me. When he passed by the pool and seen all the people and he healed a man and the Jews questioned him, well, he said, I do nothing but what the Father showed me. I can't do nothing, but whatever he does, he shows me, and then I go do that. That's true. St. John 5:19, and we notice it, he was a kind man, a humble man, and yet he was a man of power. When he spoke, he was very humble and gentle, but when it comes time between to separate between truth and error, Jesus was very stern. Picked up the ropes and tied them together and kicked over. That money charged the saber and beat them out of the temple. All the Pharisees, those religious people said, well, you bunch of hypocrites, you serpent, next to the grass. All these things. He was a man who could speak when he came down to speak. He was a man who was full of love. But he loved his father so much that he stayed in harmony with his father, and anything that interfered with that harmony, then Jesus draws the line. Well, that'll be the same man today. He's here. He'll let you do things and so forth like that, but when you go to sin and get the going like that, then pass it around and he says, something come down and stop him. Say, look here, just a minute. Is that right? Yeah, he does. He sanctions his children. Sanctions them.
I believe he does.
And the Bible said that they are brought upon us to try our things. Is that right? Now, if you're sick tonight and something might have happened along the road, you sinned or something, or else God will forgive you. Maybe he's in a little military and you say, well, I don't know. Well, I got drunk. You don't have to get drunk to sin. Just sin. That's sin, unbelief. I go out and I say, night time. I can say just this much is night time. It's just that much is night time. It's all night time. Now, we know drinking and carrying on is sin. But the whole thing is because of unbelief. Because if you believe God and Jesus Christ to be the Son, you are absolutely not going to do those things. You believe that? If he is born of God, does not commit sin. All right. You must believe that everything lays in faith. Jesus said, he that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me has everlasting life. So not come into condemnation, but all that passed from death into life. Do you believe that to be true? That lays the answer. Nothing else that you can do, only believe. And if you believe, then little immoral things will just drop off like that. As you believe, you become love. And love is God. And you begin to wind yourself into Christ and these other things. You don't have to cook to them. They just cook themselves. There's just no desire to do it. The worship of having souls has no more conscience. Our desire to be designed. The worshiper wants purged. See what I mean? When the worshiper is purged, it's when he's born again. When his old nature dies and new nature sets in, then he becomes a part of God, a son of God. He gets a new life, and the life is, the Greek word there is zoe, which means the life of God, and you become an offspring of God. And God can't hurt you without hurting himself. See what I mean? And if you talk about one another and be a little some other Christian or something like that, remember you're hurting God. Or you can talk about me as much as you want to, but leave my children alone. Is that right? I really do. You take me out and hurt me and beat me angry, but don't hurt my brother. No, he's part of that. Well, that's what God feels about us, you see. And the only way God can is through children to love him and believe him, and that's the avenue. Just have faith in and believe in, and God will bring it to pass. Oh, God, this is separation. Just like 1, 2, 3. Let's read some of the scripture now and go to stage 2, praying for your sake. I want to read a portion out of Acts 2 tonight. Then a portion also I was reading this afternoon out of St. John 16:30 again, and Acts 2:22. Jesus had just been crucified. Now listen to the testimony of this apostle, who after Christ had been on the outside, had cursed and denied him. But when Christ came on the inside, right in the midst of knowing it might be his death at any minute, listen to him speak now to the religious world of that day. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you, by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did by him, in the midst of you, as you also yourselves know. I read that time, excuse me. God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourselves also know. He being delivered by the tongue of counsel, the foreknowledge of God. You are taken in by wicked hands of crucified and slain. All right. Peter is reconciling the crowd to believe that that was the Son of God because God was with him working signs and wonders. Now listen close. You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by signs and wonders, or by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did with. See? Jesus was approved. He had God's approval. No matter what the Pharisees said, they said he's a mind reader, a devil. The world, the ecclesiastical world. But Peter said, how can you deny it? God was with him, and we know he was. Look at the great Jewish teacher when he came that night. Look at Demas. He said, we know that we, the Pharisees, we know that your teacher comes from God. For no man could do these miracles that you do. None of these people, the hearts and their lives and what will be and so forth, and healing the sick and so forth. You say you only do it if he shows you, then God shows you what to do and you go do it. We know that no man man can do these things except God be with him. Paul said, if you do something, you tell a man he's 2 mules tied down there at the end of a way where you've never been before. How are you going to meet a man with a picture on his shoulder? How can you know those things without God telling you? How did you stand there at the well and tell that Samaritan woman that you had 5 husbands and never was in Samaria before you arrived? How could you do that without God being with you? How, when that Israelite, that very renowned man out there, come walking to you, which has been out there on the tree, praying, and we questioned him to find out if it was true for us. And he walked up to him and he said, behold, an Israelite in whom there's no God. We know he was a renowned man. And our brother said, when did you know me, Rabbi, Rabbit, teacher, whatever you want to call it? When did you know me? He said, for 4 hours when he was there at the tree, I said. Why, he said, well, thou art the Son of God, the King of Israel. So no man, we all know that no man can do that except God be with him. Well, Peter said, now God approved Jesus among them by the signs and wonders. He raised the dead. He healed the sick. He foretold things. He said this would be. He knew the secrets of their life. He perceived their thoughts. And we know that God was with him. And you know the thing. And you took the sense of God and flew and desired a murder in the spirit who God raised up as a witness that he was the righteous Son of God. That's when 3,000 were fixed in their hearts. Said, man and brethren, what can we do to be saved? Now, I had another scripture here I wish to read. Jesus speaking here, St. John 16:30. The disciples suggest again to tell them, Jesus is a hard man to understand. The disciples said, tell us plainly. Even no one seemed to understand him. He talked about some twisted parables and everything. That's the way the Word of God is written too. That the wise and prudent will not understand it, but he will reveal it to those such as will learn. Don't you think that you can go get a bachelor's degree or something and come out and teach the Word of God? That'll have nothing to do with it. I know people got CDs and DVDs and everything else and know more about dropping a rabbit and know how to put on snowshoes. I ain't saying that for a joke either, but that's right. God will know more about God than a hot and hot knows about a gypsy knife. But they don't know God. The only thing they know is that, well, we studied out this way. This Greek word means that. Yes, and every translator I have done, I'll take it for what it says right there. I believe it. That's what it's written. That's what's in my heart. That's where I believe it. That's what God will be if it does. And the result is produced. It's a faith. It isn't how many Greek words you know, how much scholar you are. It isn't a scholarship you got. God isn't known by genealogy. God's known by genealogy. That's right. I love it. I love the witness of the Spirit when God comes down and witnesses. That's what he's right here now. I love this kind of a meeting. No matter how hard it is, I know that he's sending this platform. I have lots of boldness. I know where I'm standing. I know God's going to bless tonight. I feel it drawing me now. Jesus said on the day of Pentecost, this is that. And brother, if this ain't that, I'm going to keep this to that point. And I'm going to keep this. This is good enough for me until we get that. This is it. And Lord Jesus Christ manifested again for the same sign. He's not another Jesus to do another sign or another something or somebody working with psychology or something. He's the same Jesus doing the same thing that he always does. Hallelujah. Oh, I have mercy in my heart to think of it. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound of it ever was that name. For me, eternal life. Now we are the sons of God. Not we will be, we are now. That's what the trouble of it is. See, when you begin to use people's sound again, or people are called to hold the air, a fanatic or somebody like that, because you're born again, and you let the devil kick you around like a football. Turn over the ground! You're on the level, you're in Christ, you absolutely are in there. Recognize all that you desire to set it up, you're all together. That's right. Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption. Amen. Let the devil keep you around. That's the trouble of the day. And many a Christian person is 7 years sick. If they only knew that they were sons and daughters of God, they are waiting to cry. God, you will be known you are the sons of God. Now you've got the full Pentecost blessing. that they were still called church some 1900 years ago. They were still left dead and never will. So Jesus comes. Now is the hour. Now is the time. Now is the accepted hour. This is acceptable year of the Lord. Now the healing turns to me. Now the miracle takes place. Now the Christ is healing himself. There we are now. Not in the future. The devil can put that. That's Catholicism. Now is the day. This is the hour. This is the time. This is the place. Right now. This is the day. When Jesus Christ is standing up here and forever, to healing himself, looking himself manifest into the people, showing signs and wonders, the same thing that happened in the Bible. Take the hour, tear it out, it's infallible. Oh my. Here we are. Now the disciples have been moving around speaking words because there was a scribe back in the church. Now this is never mama, but he knew a man that's fool with him, temple with him, had seminary experiences and great things like that. Now he's on down in the seminary. Well, go ahead, but brother, God sent him. I've read my boy a year and 6 ago to Bible school, I suppose. But I'd rather that boy know God and being in a new birth and being born again if he didn't have enough education and those education. That's right. Education's all right, but I tell you this, not put on your doctor's coat, because here it comes. Education has been the greatest privilege that the Bible Jesus Christ has ever had. Thank you. That's exactly right. We've got some every privilege in the world done. That's exactly what we got. Well, a few days ago, there was a woman standing to me. And she was talking to me. She said, Brother Branham, she said, I was in that meeting out there, and we're having a little bit. She said, I just don't believe in that. I said, pray you don't. You're even. She said, I resent that. Well, I said, you just admitted you are. I said, what is an even? Well, I know my enemy's right, it's an unbeliever. An unbeliever's a heathen. I said, you said to yourself, they said, I'm an unbeliever yet. I said, he said, but I have so many gifts. I've got my education. I took, so I went to this school. I went to. I said, I don't say, you're just an educated heathen. That's all. Exactly right. And thank you. And friends, that's the worst type there is. Now look, I ain't not as plain as you women. Understand that. I'm not saying this. That's between you and God. But the woman is standing there with enough makeup on to paint a barn almost. And I'll just come out of Africa down there where the hot and hot was, and that's exactly where that comes from. You look at all that mud in your eyes and paint like that. I said, you're not too far out of tribe. You have what I tribal think. Yes. I said, don't tell me how to hear that. Yes, sir. Hey, let me tell you. Jesus Christ was another. That's right. There wasn't educated one in the bunch of Paul. He said, I had to look. Who did all I ever know? More than knowing. That's right. Peter and John couldn't even write their names. Israel, not a learned man. Paul, you did cry beautiful. The man laying in a crippling mother's womb said, children, go have I known, but such as I have, that's what I want. Such as I have, I have not a bachelor's degree or I haven't come to spiritual college. But what I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up! That's what it says. Walk around, keep them up their hands, and sing on his feet, the man went leaping his oven. When it's on his top, the Peter and John didn't use their grammar so bad. Why, they said they perceived that they were ignorant and unlearned man, but hadn't taken notice for him. They were sitting with Jesus. That's what a sign I have. Somebody knows that Jesus is around. Oh my, isn't he wonderful? Where he was speaking to his disciples couldn't understand him. Now the 29th verse, his disciples said unto him, Lo, now speakest thou plainly, and speakest not in proverbs. Listen to Jesus now. Listen to the disciples farther, rather. Now we are sure that thou knowest all things. And it is not that any man should ask thee, by this, we believe that thou comest forth from God. Jesus said, I am to them, do you now believe? God knows the heart of every man and woman sitting here. Do you believe that? All right. He will only give it to us in measure, whatever it is, whatever it can be. But look to me, friends, if you see His great presence, feel His Spirit. Now I have to feel it. You know, you don't have to do it. You should believe it in the first place. But when you see Him come down and manifest Himself, just exactly like He did in the days gone by, then you should have all the shadow of pure, unadulterated faith in Him and accepting on that ground. Is that right? That's when you should believe what ought to be done. Oh, my, He's right here now. The angel of the Lord is at the platform right at this time. Thanks be to God. If you will be ready. Now, last night, when I come into a meeting and sit here, I felt a resentment somewhere. I kept looking around. I found it. I see where it was coming from, two or three places. There's something again like the same old subject, mental telepathy. That whatever was written on the prayer card, what the patient written on the prayer card, somebody look at the prayer card and then send it to me, mental telepathy. Why, brothers, sisters, that has nothing at all to do with it. The patient might not have nothing wrote on his prayer card. And he might have something wrote on his prayer card, he ain't gonna write his sins on there and the things that he's done. You know the Holy Spirit reveals things to him that he's done years ago, is that right? How about them sitting out there don't have any prayer cards? And around on the building, last night the line had come up didn't have prayer cards. What about these things that happened 4 or 7 weeks and months and days ahead of time? What about that? Oh, let's quit being superstitious. Look back to the living God. Well, you only have to have order. That's the reason we call prayer cards severely to get order. But this is a challenge to you. I've seen a time when things happen, you couldn't keep them back with us. I've seen a guy and he said, now, back there, now, how many of you want to be prayed for? Look, well, who's going to be first? I don't know. Well, he said, well, if he chose this and you, well, that's there you are. That's the respect the person. He knew that one to come. No, sir. We give out prayer cards to whoever wants them. Then I come here, nobody knows where it's going to be. I ask my Lord, where shall I call that line? Wherever comes upon my heart, I start from right there. Then if the few that come to the platform, then the first thing you ought to do is to move out through there. I ask every night, who's the people that have you got prayer cards? Usually if I see a person raise his hand, he's got a prayer card, and even if the Spirit hangs over you, I don't say nothing about it. I let it go. Maybe just the person has you got a prayer card. Now and then when I see a healing, I might announce it or something. But if who hasn't got a prayer card, I'll ask. Who hasn't? Find the rules where you're at. And then when the Spirit of God moves out, I can do it myself, it goes and shows you. Now that's it. When it leaves me, feel it go out as a something that makes you feel real sway. I feel it hang on somebody, just like a something with a burst center, like a bubble in the air moving like that, and here's something taking place, and I see a doctor or something or an accident or something happening, and then you speak of what I'm looking at. And then when the days are leaving, I look around and see the person sitting there. And they know then that there's something somewhere that's revealing that. Then if that would take place one time, every person in the building ought to light up their face and say, oh, Lord Jesus, come to me. I believe you right now. See, that ought to be the result of the need. Don't you think so? The Lord God bless you while we pray. Heavenly Father, thank your blessings tonight. It looks like your Spirit is moving, the meeting is moving right down towards the end now, just about 4 more nights. We shall leave this city to do thy will, journeying around this great, massive city here, Lord, rocking for judgment. Oh, God, have mercy. Send angel after angel through this city, Lord, and coming over and over. This great city of Chicago here, and calling out the pure in heart, Lord, before that great hour of destruction. God, grant it. Get the honest in heart and get them ready for the rapture right away. We don't have half minute hour at my time. Now you sent signs and wonders and things up. And as much as my heart is concerned, Father, I'm doing all that I know how. And now, Lord, may every Christian believer in this buckle up the armor tonight. knees up there at the cross and said, all superstitions is gone from me. I stand now all alone in Jesus Christ. I stand open for His Spirit. And when His Spirit can move in His fully life, and I see His hand like the disciples did at Emmaus, I also am done on the ground to set my knees. Granted, Lord, in Jesus' name, amen. Billy, you get me a little drink of water. Thank you, son. I got a fine boy. Thank you. Excuse me. Oh, how marvelous. What a wonderful thing. God be merciful to you, brother. A man standing and crying for mercy. Won't somebody else just raise your hand and say, God have mercy on me. God have mercy on me. That's right. Now, Father, look at their hands. There's many standing there in need now. I pray to God that your Spirit will move over this audience just at this time and will heal every one around. These that are standing, these that have got their hands up and everywhere, they believe, Lord, they see you. Now, Lord, may they just get on that little earthly affair and move right into that great spiritual realm. And each one be healed. Grant it, Lord, through Jesus Christ's name. I ask that each one of you just raise their hand, that you'll come to them before this meeting's over and declare their faith, and will heal everyone. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Get what heart you get, son. In. All right, prayer cards in now. In. Let's see, where did we go from our time? We're getting heaven later. Well, let's start back at 1 then again tonight. 50, or in 1 to 50. Or 1 to 25. You have too many in the line. In. The prayer card in. You got your name and address on one side. Turn it over, you see on the other side there's a letter. There's a letter and a number. In number 1. In number 2. Number 3, number 4, number 5, up to 25 first. Be ready with the Lord. Tomorrow night, the Lord willing, we want to come and I want to preach to you a little or something. If the anointing doesn't drop, we're going to pray for everyone who came. While they're making their way in the line, let me say something to you. Let me have your attention. Now, how many other people in here that does not have a prayer card and sit anywhere in the building, raise your hand. All that's sitting everywhere. All back up in here, too. Everywhere. Now, look, friend. This is a challenge. You just look to your Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, His Son, and ask God to have mercy on you, and ask Him to show me that you are, if you desire that. You don't have to have that. Just say, Lord, I receive you. And you'll be healed right where you are. No matter who you are, how long you've been sick, nothing of it, doesn't matter. God will make you well. Do you believe it? A woman, I could say something, I might call brothers to do the same thing. But, all right. Everyone be reverent. Now, let me tell you a difference. Who is Brother Jackson from South Africa? I've looked for him tonight in the building, I think he usually sits right down in here somewhere. Oh, yes, Brother Sister Jackson, all right. All right. Brother Jackson, you got me in the big African meeting, wasn't you? Here's the difference in Africa. And down in there, with the poor and humble in heart,
when they would see, maybe here would be a stand here with, I'd be standing on the platform. I'd be speaking, maybe in a prayer line, and here the Spirit would go out, and there's a poor Hottentot out there. He doesn't know which is right hand or left hand. Maybe there's 1,000, 10,000, 20,000 of them studying. Brother Baxter here knows the same. Brother Boswell, the same. And those men I'm speaking to, these three men, are staunch Christians. Then, if he's speaking here to those people, they're saying they're humble. They're not all muddled up with what this fellow said and that fellow said. They're just in their virgin state. They're listening. And here I speak to them about Christ. The missionaries didn't tell them about Christ, not with any certain doctrine, just telling them about Christ. And then they're meeting that afternoon. The speakers, Brother Baxter had preached to them, Brother Bob with them, who Christ is and what he's worshiping, how he manifests himself. Yes, that's just what the missionaries told me about. Well then, if he's still the same, he'll manifest himself, then he'll come on the platform. One time, that's 10, 15,000, 25,000 people sitting there on the ground. I stand out here, down speaking, I see the angel of the Lord, snap like that, moves out over the audience. The interpreter gets to the platform real quick. I say the man sitting back here at a certain place. The missionary starts with the African talk, his language, rubber, he don't move, then it's another language, he's out of it. He just sits, I just stand it there, his head leaning down. Then the first thing goes, cock his attention, I see the angel standing over him, or the light, like a whirl moving around over him. And then when I get the man's attention, then moving out the bit, the angel moves out, and the angel moves out, there something begins to take place. I've seen as a boy, there he's huddled down on the ground. Something's wrong with him. Begins to tell all about him. What happened? Hear me speaking in one language. This interpreter sent it out to there, and him catching in another language. Each one of these babies sitting there, they know that's the truth. They know that man. And as soon as they say that, maybe he's got TV. Maybe he was here and he was done something or whatever happened. Those babies sitting there and see that. They look. My, the witch doctor never produced anything like that. Nothing else has. That must be the same Jesus they're talking about. Burn! That's all I have to tell you. Every one of them believes it. Every one of them. Now I'll say, do you believe? Thousands of black hands of wet air are looking tears streaming down their cheeks. Oh, and those cheeks and young women and young men stand there, some of it not even hardly a wrap on. Most of their body exposed. They don't know that they're exposed like that. Stand there, young men, young women, and yet they could come over here and see, we Americans, how to live more. And that's right. And there are even young ladies with hardly a garment on at all. Nothing, just maybe something wrapped around the midway side of them. They live in that, die in that, buried in that, and all. But they live a different life. Now, he doesn't need civilization. You bring him into civilization, you make a bad man out of him. He brings the sins of his side in and takes the white man's sin, and then he really is a bad fellow. Only thing he needs out there is Jesus Christ. That makes a difference in him. Then he lays the Christian. But then, every one of one apart, I say, now I offer prayer. That's all they want. They don't want to come up on the platform. They want me to hear my voice, be an interpreter, ask Jesus Christ to heal them like the biggest other one. They know there's a supernatural being present. And they know if I ask him, and they say they believe it. And then they're laying there, crippled on bed, crippled on TV, wearing chairs, back chairs like this. And as soon as I pray, every one of them listening real close to the interpreter, getting over my prayer, and after a while, and I say, now, Lord, in the name of your dear son Jesus, heal every person here. You'll see that man that's got that crippled hand raise up and go straighten it out like that. Here he comes. Here comes the one that was blind, looking through the building as a prayer, saying his scream, I can see. Here comes the one that's laying on this other and looking in to see him. Then he knows the Spirit's here making him well. Then it's him too. Up he gets. And the first thing you know, they pile up the window stairs, cut, clubs, and everything else they walked on, hiding in joy, shaking hands and hugging one another. What's the matter? Jesus Christ has manifested his God in their midst, and they believe it. They believe it. No doubt in their heart, they just believe it. But we say, well, let's see, Dr. So-and-so said that might be mental telepathy. One of the other said that might be the devil. The other one says it's fanaticism. This one says it's wildfire. I don't know what to believe. That's just where the devil's got you. It's exactly right. Just where he's got you. Just where he wants you. See? True. Read the Bible. God's word be true and every other man's word a lie. And the Bible said Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Is that right? Then he lives the same. Where are you at? Brother Baxter, okay. That's a speaking plan. Like that. It's supposed to bring a different anointing. Now, I'll have to wait just a few moments until he comes. You all bear with me just a little bit while I talk to this lady. Now look, I bring, well, we're strangers, are we, lady? I don't know you. I don't know you. Now, this lady's a stranger. God in heaven knows her. I don't. As far as I know, I've never seen her or anything in my life. Don't know nothing about it. Now, she's perhaps sicker, she wouldn't be here. If she's just here on something else, she'll be told rapidly to her too. Just watch what happens, and then she will receive something here at the platform. God will take care of that like he did in her eyes to fire. It's already been done many times, and it's never failed. So, we'll know more about that in a little bit. But I can't heal the lady, but she can't hide her license. That's a divine gift. And that's what I'm trying to make you to understand, or just to understand, that it's our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what if our master was sent here before the woman? He cannot heal her unless he, God would show him. But now, he could tell her right to give the woman. Now, I want to talk to you just a minute, sister. Now, if you will, just I see your wink or sitting, you can stand right there close to the microphone. Now, I want you just to talk to me just a moment. Realizing that I'm your brother, and you're my sister, why I do believe you are a Christian, because you no more than walked up to this platform until the anointing struck me. Is that right? That's exactly right. I knew it was with me. Because you came here, I should have stopped a while ago. But now to hear you, I couldn't do it. I want you to try to just look at me if you can, just to talk. You see, now I want to just get your human spirit, see, to find out what is wrong with it. Then I shall ask God to heal. And just if you believe, now you just try to be just as quite humbly as you can. And if God reveals to me, then I'll reveal to you. If he doesn't, I cannot. You understand that? I don't know you. You're just a woman that picked up a prayer card out there and come up on the platform. Now, the first place, we must realize that this is God's Word. This is the foundation. This is the blueprint. This is where God lives. This is His Word. This is God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, this is God. Now, that's God to the world. Now, that's first. First. Now, the only thing God could do to you secondarily after that would be by His prophet. There was some standing in your life and keep you from being healed. He could reveal to me, or He wouldn't reveal it to me in His Word, but He would reveal it to me by Spirit. That's what these gifts are in the church for. What's the matter that you're not healed? Is that right? And do you believe that the story that you have heard about this, do you believe that I be God's prophet? Do you believe it? That's what He asked me to do. You get the people to believe you, then be sincere when you pray. You're upset about something. You got a distress. Nervous. Isn't that right? Is it a nervous condition? I see you always weary, rubbing your hands. You have a habit of doing that. You get all excited about faith. Two. Life hasn't been a flower bed of ease for you. You've had some trouble in life, haven't you? Yes, you have. And it's been in your own family.
that wrong? Is that wrong?
You've had some, one of your children has caused the trouble. Is that right? That's right. And hasn't that child tried to take your life?
Oh!
And hasn't that been on a religious call? Coming from a nominal church to a full gospel church? Is that right? And he gave you grace, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
Is that right? Was it because of someone else in that tube?
When it's one other boy.
The little boy. I've seen it, the two of you got it. Is that true? God have mercy. Heavenly Father, be merciful to the woman. He and the boy both live and be normally again. Satan, lead them in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you, sister. Now go and the Lord bless you. You get over it and you're going to be all right. Let us say, praise be to God. I, everyone, forever, the woman just entered the baby suffered she believe in. Now just a moment. Here's a dead man standing here before me. I can start the way of the spirits are moving on me now. First thing, bow your head. Almighty God, author of life and giver of everything, send thy blessings upon the man. Heal him, Almighty God, causing the spirit to leave him. Come out of the man. Thy demon, you're exposed here. And I say in Jesus' name, please, the man, come out of him. You hear me? You hear me now? Yeah. Then that ear. It's this ear over here. Is that right? You know how I notice? When you're working things, you're always holding to that ear. Is that right? Is your left ear? All right, you got your hearing perfect.
Amen.
Amen.
I love the Lord. I love the Lord.
You are healed, sir. Knowing that he's a God step on. Let's say praise be to God. And it's helping that ear. I see standing talking to people trying to hold this ear. Oh, that he was his healing. All right, bring the lady. Thank you. You're a stranger to me also. I do not know you. Never seen you in my life. But God knows you. He knows all about you. You bring me to be his prophet? Well, if I be his prophet, then he will reveal your trouble like he did the woman at the well. You believe that? And then you, I just remember. You've been in an awful condition of something. You've consulted. They can't even tell what's wrong with you. Is that right? I've seen the doctor shake his head and say he couldn't understand. And here's what it is. There's some kind of it. They're finding something about the urine. Isn't that right? Is that true? Is it a pus or something got in the urine? Is that right?
Yes.
And they can't tell where it's coming from. Is that right? Come here, sister. Oh, God, merciful. Satan, you might have hid from them doctors, but you can't hide from God. He knows right where you are. In the name of Jesus Christ, I cure thee, deliverer. You believe with all your heart. Do you think to be God's servant? Nothing in the world can heal you, only God, you know that? You also have got a serious thing wrong with you. Cancer. Is that right? That's just right. You accept him as your healer now? The Lord bless you. And Satan, leave the woman in the name of Jesus Christ as God's servant. I'll rebuke you. Come out from her. God bless you. Go, lady. Rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. Yeah, well, be all right. All right, bring the lady. mighty dear sister, if you believe with all your heart, you also are a victim of circumstances caused from a nervous condition. It's caused you to have a stomach trouble in your stomach. You can't eat. You got an ulcer down in your stomach. Something's wrong. Because your stomach doesn't digest, your food doesn't digest in your stomach right. Nothing seems to happen. Isn't that right? You believe it to be his prophet? Well, then, if I know about your life and what it is, and you know good and well, lady, I don't know nothing about you, only what I would see right here before me. Is that right? No way in the world for me to know it, much stranger. No way in the world. Then it's the truth, is it? All right. If I see what was, do I, can I tell you what will be? You believe it? Then go eat what you want. Jesus Christ. Come, lady. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Believe. You believe, lady?
Yes.
Like you're in heart trouble, isn't it?
Yes.
All right, just go right along.
God,
right.
Hallelujah.
Hey, well, come, lady. You also had a heart trouble. A trouble that you had smothering in your heart, which is not exactly caused from that. It's a gastric condition of your stomach that causes it. And the reason that is because you have diabetes. Is that right? Is that right? Is that true? Nobody knows that but God alone. Is that true? All right, go in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bless thee, my sister, and make thee well. All right, come, lady. Now, look, when I was talking to that lady about stomach trouble, that strange feeling come on, there wasn't. That you had stomach trouble, too, and when it left her, it left you. Do you believe me? All right, go and talk to you with me now. The Lord bless you. Yes, that's right. You got the cough and the nervous system. You done the whole thing. All right, come, lady. Do you believe?
Yes.
Bless your heart, sister. All these years you suffer with this old female trouble that caused you all this trouble. Is that right?
Yes.
Abscess on the ovary.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Exactly. I heard from what he told you. Now it's going to leave you. Oh, God, be merciful. I bless this woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Take her to all the years and heal. Satan, leave her in Jesus' name. God bless you, sister. Go rejoice in the grace of your suffering is in me. Amen. Praise be to God. What are you looking so earnestly just to wait for, sir? Do you believe me to be his prophet? You do. All right, if you believe me to be his prophet, you're sitting there earnestly seeking for God. You're hungering for God. You're nervous, upset, you have a stomach trouble, and things that bother you because you're nervous. But one of the main things you're looking for is you're trying to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? If it is, lift up your hand. Then in the name of Jesus Christ, receive the Spirit. Go receive the Holy Ghost. You had a tumor, didn't you? All right, it left you while you were standing there. Go in the name of the Lord Jesus. Get well. How do you do, sister? Do you believe you to be a prophet? Would you like to eat a good little meal again? All that smothering and stuff, you had a lot of things you thought was wrong with you, but the whole thing comes back to a nervous time at the time of life you're in, which is called an ulcer in your stomach. That's right. You can't eat well. If I be God's prophet and tell you go eat when you do it, well then go eat in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. Come. You believe it on your heart? I have faith in God. Believe in God. God shall bring it to pass. That man just standing over him, I see it. Bless him now. It's all right. He's going to be all right now. All right. What do you think about it, little lady? You believe with all your heart? You believe me to be his prophet? There's something wrong in your back, isn't it? Is that right? Stand up on your feet and see if you're not healed. Jesus Christ has made you well. Bend over. You are healed. God bless you and go home. Have faith in God. The bad spirit moving somewhere there. I can't tell where. How do you do? You believe me? You're nervous, aren't you, lady? Yes, ma'am. God be merciful to you, lady. Quickly, break through. You're not a Christian. No, and you're more than that. Shall I say it? You're an alcoholic.
Yes.
Drinking. Aren't you ashamed of yourself to see Jesus Christ like that? Are you ready to your knees now?
Yes.
A few nights ago in a stew, you thought of these things, didn't you? You heard about the meeting someone told you, and then you thought that you could come and be delivered.
Yes.
I'm not reading your mind, but I'm telling you the truth. Is that right?
Yes.
And you're trying to get rid of it.
Yes.
Satan, come out of the woman. I told you about Jesus Christ. The Son of God, believe this thing all the soul of you. You give it that woman.
What's the matter about that, son? Bad condition, aren't you? You believe me? You believe me to be his prophet?
On your feet. You want to accept Jesus as your Savior? You believe that He saves you tonight? All right, well, go home then and stop healing you that heart trouble you've been having now. And go home and the Lord make you well.
The lady sitting with her glasses on, I see you've had some trouble. Colored lady. You're wearing your glasses because you had an amputation of your eye, haven't you? Had your eye taken out. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, raise your hand.
You got some kind of disease now that makes you, you got something on your hands. George, the woman next to you has got a tumor on her hands or something. Is that right, lady? Well, is that colored lady? Look right this way again, lady. No, you got asthma. Is that right?
Both of you stand up and go home and get well in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Have faith in God. You believe?
Son, you're holding her up. You believe that Jesus Christ knows her?
Yes.
You believe me to be his prophet? You start praying. What about you, lady? You believe? You're the baby there. You believe?
I see a man, the shadow of a man standing above me. He's a colored man. Standing up there, his body with nervous trouble. Standing out up there.
The white shirt on. Stand up, sir. Jesus Christ healed you that nervous he's just saying.
The lady sitting right down below him there with her, he has TB also.
You want to do stuff in your healing now, lady?
Yes.
Your father with TB, wasn't he?
All right, Jesus Christ has blessed you. You can go home. We made well.
You
want
to bring this down to the
got stomach trouble, liver trouble, everything. Is that right? You ain't got sense to live, yet God heals it. You lay there and you're sure going to die. You only got one chance to live, that's to go to Him. You'll never have a better opportunity than right now. If you believe in that in the name of Jesus Christ, you're going to take your bed and go home.